Now, over the past couple of days, we've spoken to Amy V and Marissa Soroka about 60, Celebration in Sound, a showcase happening this Sunday in the Great Hall at Callaghan Campus, honouring 60 years of incredible talent within the University of Newcastle's music community, bringing together students, staff and alumni for one huge concert. And joining me is someone who knows Newcastle Conservatorium better than most and who'll be taking part in this momentous event is decorated orchestral musician and University of Newcastle alumnus, Mitchell Berwick. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Mitchell, you've performed with the Australian Chamber Orchestra, Queensland Symphony Orchestra and Sydney Symphony Orchestra, and you're currently principal bass clarinet with Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. How do you think your time at Newcastle Conservatorium of Music has shaped your career?
Oh, I think it was pivotal, yeah. I mean, it was such a great time when I think back on it. I started with some pre-tertiary things, doing concert bands and things like that when I was at high school, and then moved on to Bachelor of Music and got my honours there. And yeah, the teaching there and all the opportunities that I was given was really, yeah, great. Set me in good pace.
Well, you've done some amazing things. I mean, where you are now, for sure. Now, you'll be performing alongside your father as part of Celebration in Sound. Can you tell us a bit about him and how this intergenerational performance has come to be?
No, I don't think that's me.
That's not you. Ah, oh, well, I got the wrong information.
No, well, okay. My dad's not a musician. But
he's not. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. I'll go hide under a rock. It's all right. What will you be performing as part of the concert?
I'll be performing a movement of Mozart's clarinet concerto, the Adagio, the second movement, which is just one of the greatest pieces ever composed, in my opinion. Wow. It's going to be great, yeah.
Did you get to choose that?
I was kind of asked to give some options, and that was one of them. And it was the one that I was kind of secretly hoping that they would choose, and it went through, so that was good news for me. Yeah.
So do you know any of the other people that were performing with you, or were they just, you know, ex-members of the university and the Corn?
Yeah, I know some of the people in the orchestra. I haven't actually been to a rehearsal yet because I just arrived up in Newcastle a couple of days. But a few of my really good friends from my time there will be playing, so it's going to be really nice to kind of reconnect and play music together after so long. And I'm looking forward to seeing who else kind of turns up on tomorrow for the first rehearsal, yeah.
What does it mean to you to be able to come together with past and present students, staff and alumni of Newcastle Conservatorium? And how special do you think Celebration in Sound will be?
I think it's going to be really special, yeah. It's going to show the whole breadth of what Newcastle Conservatorium has to offer and what, like, people that have been trained in the past. Because it'll be an orchestra of 60 people. I think there are 30 soloists and 5 conductors. So it's really going to showcase everything that Newcastle has kind of produced and is producing musically. On a personal note, it's really nice to be back in Newcastle. I think I've only performed here a handful of times since I left, which was quite a long time ago. So I'm really looking forward to, yeah, just making music with old friends and, yeah, maybe making some new friends as well.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic celebration in sound, especially with such a large sound as well. The concert is on from 5 till 7 p.m. on Sunday. What kinds of music can audience members expect to hear, and are there any standout musicians?
So there's a whole range. There's obviously the high classical, like the Mozart, that I'll be playing, and then there's a bit of music theatre with songs from famous musicals, and I think there's a bit of folk-inspired things, and then just standard orchestral stuff as well. So I think it's just got something in it for everybody, yeah. And the quality of musicians will be very high, yeah.
Well, 60, a Celebration in Sound, is raising money towards future scholarships to help students achieve their educational goals, and we hope that it's a huge success. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing concert, Mitchell. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you'd like to register to go to 60, a Celebration in Sound, or find out more, click on 2NURFM's community events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.